and there's like a
is line. That the dick one?
Yeah,
that's the dick one.
That is the dick one. The one with the spinning dick.
3, 2, 1
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most bat podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
Bah. Yeah. I like it. Good. You get the other half of the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, we're splitting up the podcast until we can all be whole again. We're weaning you back into the podcast.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That'd be cool if Tam was here. Anyways, hi.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How you been? You been...
I'm good. For new job's pretty cool. I don't mind it.
That's neato.
Yeah. I went to IKEA and got a new couch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it wasn't that hard to put together.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
It's like 5 steps.
Andy's wife made me a lasagna.
It smells pretty good. The apartment smelled really good this morning.
It's currently sitting right behind me.
On the floor.
Yeah, it's
got a power plug next to it.
Yeah.
Dude, more things need to have that type of power plug, like the curve.
Yeah.
It's so fucking handy.
I heard ladies like the curve.
Only to the right. If you're left, you're out of bounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I set up a Wi-Fi extender yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. For all my right. Dad in the garage, because he never has good Wi-Fi coverage down there.
Where's your wireless router?
Right there.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, and down in the garage, the Wi-Fi reception's horrible.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I don't know.
Anyways, how'd it work? We bought one for my parents' house. It looks decent.
So far, it seems to be doing all right.
Nice. Does your dad like it a lot more now?
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely does. I don't know if it's really... a problem with the router or his computer, because like my phone and tablet always seem to do fine down there.
Oh. All right.
So I don't really know.
Hmm.
I gave him 3 options, and he didn't want any of them.
Oh. All right.
Like, come on. You got to pick one.
You know what? That's really weird that the computer would have the weakest signal.
Yeah. I'm like, we could either get a new router. I'm like, our router's not bad, but we could get a newer model. It's about 3 years old.
Yeah,
we could get something a little stronger.
That's old. That's old and router.
Yeah, I know. And I have custom firmware on it, so I upped the radio on it, too. So it's more powerful than it should have been coming out of the box. I'm like, I could run you an Ethernet cable down here.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, or you can get a range extender. I'm like, it's not really going to help your speed, but it'll help your range, you know, get you coverage. He's like, God damn it, pick one.
Yeah, I did that with the parents, too. I was like, we could always get a range because they were like about 3/4 of the house would get Wi-Fi. Then you go to the last quarter and it's sketchy. You don't know if you're getting Wi-Fi or what. So we bought one and it works nice. It's kind of a bitch if you change passwords.
Yeah, you ever
heard
it?
Ours is a bitch, but yeah, I don't know.
Whenever I've... anytime like I change the network name, the SSID on this thing, or the password, I have to go to like 19 different devices.
I know, it's the worst.
Change the password on it.
And like PlayStations, they don't make it easy, only because of that dumbass keyboard.
Yeah. it sucks, man.
Have you ever heard of those, you plug them into your power outlets, but it's like a Ethernet. You plug an Ethernet cord into it, and then there's like a receiver, and you plug it into the wherever you want the other Ethernet port to be, and then you can plug that into like your dad's laptop downstairs using an electrical port. Makes no sense to me whatsoever, but apparently it's a thing.
An electrical port, right?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like Amazon right now. We're going mobile. Or Newegg actually would be a good one. Well, either one would be fine.
Let's go to Newegg.
All right, and then
what's it called? Like an Ethernet power port?
Yeah, try that.
Ethernet power line. Power line adapter. What?
Yeah. They're a thing. You plug them in. You plug them into your wall.
Fast, stable Wi-Fi for HD streaming. Connect to a device. Power line. Or connect to a router. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, you can connect. Like, you connect one end to the router.
Okay.
And then you connect the receiver to whatever you want it to hooked up to.
There's a Ethernet port in the Wi-Fi extender.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh,
that's not bad.
Yeah, I noticed that. Huh. Plug into a power outlet, connect via Wi-Fi or Ethernet, pair the devices.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a thing. It's crazy. And I've always wanted to try it out, but I've never had a use for it.
Yeah.
And the TV that, the smart TV my parents have in the sitting room or whatever, mm-hmm. It's Wi-Fi only. There's no Ethernet on it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
My TV's the other way. It's only got an Ethernet. But my next TV, I think, is going to be a smart TV. I got a dumb one because I was like, I got a PlayStation 3. I don't need one.
Yeah.
But now I kind of want one.
Yeah. Yeah, those are neato.
Especially just for like the Netflix option instead of having to turn everything on.
You can
always
get like a Roku or a...
Yeah, but I mean, I have a PlayStation.
Well, then why even get the smart TV?
Because honestly, like the online capabilities, like you can do a lot more with the like setting up like a wireless server. Because I can sort of do that with mine, but it's really clunky. And I tried it one time.
Hmm.
And it streams fast, but the like decoding process is really bad.
Yeah.
I would think a smart TV would fix that.
Hmm.
Because, yeah, my wireless router has a USB port that I can plug a hard drive into.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one on there.
Yeah, and so one day
you can,
I was,
like, share things on the network. Mm-hmm,
yeah, and so I was experimenting with that, and my TV was able to, like, get, like, it's got server code built into it,
yeah.
But I think a smart TV would, like, fix a lot of that, because it's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought about doing that, but I don't know what to share. Like, what would I put in here that I'd want to get on my laptop or on another...
Yeah, and then in my head, I'm like, well, these are just portable hard drives. It's like I could just move them with me, and it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
Ooh, also, so at my job, we get these things called Bravo points, which are basically like when you get points at a bank, you can get rewards and shit with them.
Uh-huh.
You can get Amazon gift cards, so I'm just going to take all my Bravo points at the end of the year, and I'm going to cash them and build a computer.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And also, we'll probably talk about it in gaming, so I'll get to that.
All right. What else? What else can we start off with?
I was going to ask, play anything this week?
No, I haven't played. Oh,
I've played maybe like an hour of games this week.
I played about an hour of Mount Your Friends.
Mount Your Friends.
It's a game where you climb each other, and there's like a
line. Is that the dick one?
Yeah.
That's the dick one.
That is the dick one. The one with the spinning dicks. There's a safe for work version, though, that removes the spinning dicks.
How is it?
It's fun. I had more fun creating custom characters. I haven't used any of my custom characters yet, but I used the one Stefan and Tyler made. And so there's like, where they have like Batman.
Oh my God.
Bill Cosby. Jared from Subway.
Oh my God.
Master Chief. Hank Hill. And I made...
Did you make Macho Man?
I didn't make Macho Man, actually. I made Doge. I made Randy Marsh.
Nice.
God, who the fuck else did I make? I know there's
Is this a Steam game?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Steam Greenlight?
No, it's...
Oh, it's
out. It's a full-fledged game.
How much is it?
That's a good question. I think it's pretty inexpensive.
What's the game called again?
Mount Your Friends. Yeah. It's $5.
$5, that's not bad.
Here, look at this picture real quick. That's kind of what it ends up looking like. You're trying to get past the line.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I played like an hour of that Super Hot game. The one where time moves when you move.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
It is so good. Uh-huh. But yeah, I only got to play like an hour and then I had to go. But I've enjoyed it. So I'm hoping to play more like next weekend.
I've barely played any video games in the last month. I need to play Fallout 4 because I was getting close to the end of that. And I
haven't... Oh, dude. DLC comes out this Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
Yeah.
Fuck. I was hoping to get all the achievements in the regular game before the DLC came out, but that's not happening now. Now that I wasted a month.
I'm so excited. I don't know if I'm going to wait for, like, because there's one coming out in the next, like, one every month for the next 3 months. I don't know if I'm going to wait for all those to come out and then play it or play them as they come out.
I might just play this one as it comes out because it's like robot.
Yeah, robot companion shit, you get to build. There's like a couple hundred thousand combinations.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's going to be nice.
Do you want to get into gaming news?
Sure.
Alrighty.
Good segue.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the gamioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
Starting with Rocket League, Microsoft has announced open cross-platform play.
Which, you know, I did not know that cross-platform play had gone all the way back to, like, the PS2. Final Fantasy XI was apparently Xbox 360, PS2, and PC.
Really?
Yeah, cross-platform play.
I did not know that.
And then, I guess, 14 is PC, PS3, and... PS4.
Microsoft says it is up to game developers to support this feature, and if you want, Xbox Live players can still filter to play with those just on Xbox Live. Rocket League will be the first to support this initiative.
Ooh, do you remember Portal 2 when it came out on the PS3? If you got Portal 2, you also got a Steam copy for free too. But it was cross-platform play because I played with my cousin and he was playing on PC.
Yeah, I know there was some PS3 Steam cross-platform.
Yeah, and that was cool.
So this is kind of a huge if, but the games would have to support it to begin with. You know, Microsoft just can't be like, we want cross-platform play, and then
it's happening.
It just happens. The game has to support it, and Rocket League is going to support it.
These developers are awesome people.
I just realized I can play with my friends that have it on PS4 now.
Yeah, I have PS4.
Yeah,
so we can play Rocket League now.
Rocket League.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's already been supported since the PS4 one came out.
Really?
Yeah.
No, let's play
so we could have, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
You want to hear all the games launching with Oculus Rift this month?
Yes. Is it really coming out this month?
Mm-hmm.
I thought
it was
coming
out March 28th.
Damn.
Consumer VR fever will officially begin.
Dude, I want the PlayStation VR so bad.
It comes with. I'm about to yawn. Okay, it comes with Adrift, Adventure Time, Magic Man's Head Games, Air Mech Command, Albino Lullaby, Audio Arena, Blaze Rush, Kronos, Darknet, Dead Secret, Defense Grid 2, Dreadholes, Elite Dangerous, Esper, Eve Valkyrie Founder Pack, Eve Gunjack, Fly to Kuma, Hero Bound, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes,
Nice, oh,
Lucky
God,
Tail,
nice.
Omega Agent, Project Cars, Radical G, Rooms, Shuffle Puck, Cantina Deluxe,
ooh, Rooms,
Smashing the Battle, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, Vectron Revenge, VR Tennis Online, Pinball FX2, and Windlands.
Dude, I bet. Have you ever played a Rooms game?
No.
It's basically like a physical puzzle solving game. Like, ooh, rotate this and do this, and you get a key kind of thing. I bet that'd be fun as hell in virtual reality.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And I also want the... do you have an article about the PlayStation VR since we're on it?
No, I do not.
Okay. They announced it this week.
Okay.
And it's $400. That's $200 less than the Oculus and half the price of the Vive, even though the Vive is the one I want the most. Valves. Yeah.
Valves.
Oh, God.
Man, I didn't know the Vive was that expensive.
Yeah, it's almost $1,100.
The Valve Vive.
Yeah. That's why they call it the HTC Vive.
Ah.
But it, yeah, I have a camera and I have Move controllers. Mm-hmm. So all I need is the headset. And like, so yeah, it's 400. That's it.
Yeah.
And so, and there's like 25 games, I think, launching. And one of them is, it almost looks like an exact copy of that Kojima Del Toro Silent Hills demo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It looks creepy as shit.
Nice.
And so I think
can't wait
until
you get to play that demo.
I know. I think I'm going to try and get a launch day headset and then maybe do like a review for the podcast.
Cool.
And I'll bring it over and then we can all just fucking trip. Oh, Matt ran his head into the fucking wall. I was trying to go through a door.
All right. So Telltale is releasing episodic Batman series.
I can't wait for this. I love Telltale. I love Batman.
And it debuts this summer.
Someone made a tweet too that it's like their most technologically advanced game too.
Yeah, Telltale says the story is most concerned with its leading character's duality and how his actions as Bruce Wayne and Batman affect one another.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool. Yeah. And I think Kevin Conroy is doing Batman's voice too.
Oh yeah.
So that'll be cool. Oh, and Mark Hamill's doing the Joker too. Oh, so yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It always sounds like whenever he's been doing the Joker lately, it always sounds like it's gonna be his last go around with the Joker, and then he does another one.
And you're just like, yes.
Yeah.
Because he's so good.
Sony is reportedly planning a beefier PS4.5.
Quote. Which I it's supposed to do 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And, better for virtual reality.
At the very least, a better GPU is what they say. They describe the new console as exploratory, but they've officially begun briefing devs on these plans.
I would be okay with purchasing it again if they did, like, I hope, like, maybe, like, GameStop does, like, a trade-in. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I really want the virtual reality.
Well, and you can do, I'm sure you can do the virtual reality on the regular PS4. It's
just
the 4.5 would be probably
optimal.
Better, yeah, optimal.
I'm an adult. I can do this.
I can do whatever I want.
I would honestly forego getting a new computer over getting PlayStation VR. Like, the ability to do it good.
Mm-hmm. This is, you know what this is going to end up being like?
The Move.
The Move.
I hope not.
When you got all that Move stuff and...
Dude, it's fun. I mean, I don't mind it. Yeah. I actually get use out of it when the nephew comes over. He likes playing the sword fighting Move. So,
really?
Yeah, does actually get used like maybe once every 6 months, but which is really surprising. But yeah, I was pretty butthurt about the Move.
I remember you being into the Move. Oh, and that I'm went far.
I know. I'm really hoping. Like, it's one of the big three, though. The Oculus, the Vive, and then this. Yeah. So,
I mean, and the Move was one of the big three. The Wii, the Kinect.
Yeah.
And then the Move. I don't know if I want to rank those for you.
I know. I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do it. The very least, I can watch virtual reality Netflix, because I guess they do have that now.
VR porn?
Yes.
I'm sure Pornhub's working on that.
I bet they already have it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can almost guarantee they're working on it.
We got five guys in a room. It always smells like bleach in there, but it's really weird.
It smells like bleach.
What are they doing? It's like electronics.
Oh, what am I at a public pool? All right. So in our next segment here, Andy and I are going to discuss Batman versus Superman and some predictions.
Done, done, done.
All right, let's get at it.
This is the segment this podcast needs, but not the one it deserves.
Do you feel inside?
This is a conversation with Three Hit Combo and Batman.
It's so relevant.
So, Batman vs. Superman.
Comes out this week. This coming week, the 24th.
This coming week When is Civil War coming out?
May 5th.
May 5th. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I bought my ticket.
So yeah, I will probably, I don't know when I'll catch it, but yeah. Sorry, yawning on the podcast. but I'm sure I'll catch it this week.
Just broke rule number one. Yeah, May 5th.
Yeah, Thursday's not a good day, but Friday night, Saturday.
Nice. I'm going to the Alamo with my dad. I'm taking him.
The Alamo?
Yeah. Draft House.
Oh, the draft house.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Originally, I was just going to go by myself, and Camille was like, no, that's fucking weird when people go to the movies by themselves.
Okay, wow. All right, I'm like, no. I saw, what was the last big movie?
Like, comic book? Ant-Man?
No.
Ultron?
No, what the fuck was it? That Tam and I saw, but you didn't see.
Oh.
Dude, it was like a month ago. Why am I blanking on this?
A month? Was it Deadpool?
It was Deadpool.
Okay.
Okay, I went and saw that by myself.
Yeah, see, I haven't...
Yeah, well, your wife thinks it's weird.
Yeah, see, but I don't have... I don't think it's weird.
It really kind of wasn't on my radar until, like, I was going to see it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really on my radar to go see right away when I thought, oh, we'll probably talk about it on the podcast. All right. So I should probably go see it. So I went and saw it. Oh, wait, no, Austin was with me.
Oh, all right.
What did I see by myself? First Avengers movie.
There's nothing wrong with going. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to a movie by yourself. No. It's like watching a movie by yourself at home, but
yeah.
There's just other people that don't talk to you most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she was like, I'll just go with you. And then my dad was like, oh, that Batman movie looks good. And I was like, oh, Camilla, it's your way out.
Yeah.
So him and I are going to Alamo. And he loves drinking and watching movies, so I think it's a perfect mix.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to see Captain America by myself.
Oh, yeah?
Because I just...
Camilla doesn't want to go with you?
No, fuck no.
Not down.
She's so done with comic book movies.
Not down for Captain America?
No, yeah, she's...
Have you looked into past communist relationships with Camilla?
No, I have not.
The
red, should I look for all the red in their apartment?
Yeah. Do you have reason to believe that Camilla is somehow anti-registration?
I believe that she would be on the pro-registration because Tony Stark.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think we haven't even talked once about Batman, but I think Iron Man's gonna. I think he'll win. Honestly. From the trailers.
Good. Yeah. I haven't watched a lot of the trailers because I'm not really into that anti-registration propaganda.
Shut up. Civil War is such a good timeline, though.
In Marvel Twin Alliance 2, I played on the registration side.
Did you win?
Yeah. Yes, I beat the game.
All right, so Batman. Who do you think will win in the fight, or you think they'll just stop and be like, hey, we should probably stop doing this?
I think they'll just stop.
Yeah. Or Lex Luthor will be like, oh, hey, y'all, here comes Doomsday.
Yeah, hey.
And then, like, we should probably stop fighting.
But, I mean, let's be honest here. If they finish the fight, fucking Superman would win.
What if Batman has kryptonite?
What if? He's just a dude in a suit.
He's got his power suit, dude.
Oh. A power suit. Batman, or Superman, when he first came out, his literal description is he is as strong as he needs to be.
All right.
If he just needs to be stronger than Batman, he will be.
I guess we'll have to see. I'm not saying that Superman's like a god. He could just murder a man. Because that like, logically makes sense.
Yeah, dude, you just laser the shit out of him.
Yeah. But in this movie.
Batman's such a fucking... I hate to use the term because I hate it, but a Mary Sue character.
Aw. Why?
Because every time Batman's in trouble, there's, like, the only time he was ever vulnerable was against Bane. Besides that, he was 100% in control.
Yeah.
Oh, and even then, when he got his back broken, it was just like, oh, here, I'll just string it by a rope. Oh, my back's fixed.
Yeah. And they did it way too quick, too.
Yeah. Now I'll get out of here and beat Bane, even though I haven't done any training and been laying in a bed with a broken back.
For a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Goodbye.
Yeah. I thought the way they killed Bane was really just a bitch's way out. Just he gets shot with the motorcycle. That's it.
Yeah. So Batman vs. Superman. Yeah.
I know Aquaman shows up in it. The Flash is supposed to show up.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Wonder Woman, Doomsday, Lex Luthor.
I'd love to see Bizarro.
That'd be sweet. Bizarro would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Plastic Man.
They're not going to do Plastic Man. I think they'll allude to the Joker, but I don't think they're going to show the Joker.
No. I don't think
so. Are you excited for Suicide Squad? I'm excited. I think it'll be good.
I don't know. Last trailer I saw, I was like, okay. This is all right.
Yeah.
It was just so, I don't know. It was like, what are we, some sort of Suicide
Squad? I know, yeah, that line, like, I was like,
And then at the end, Harley's like, come on, we're bad guys. I'm like, oh, wow, we didn't really get that from the fucking trailer. Thanks for telling us, Harley.
I think they're going to show off a Robin. But oh, yeah? I don't think he'll do much.
Which Robin will it be? Will it be?
I don't think it'll be Dick Grayson, the one after Dick Grayson.
So it won't be Dick Grayson or Jason Todd?
I think it might be Jason Todd.
Really? Given the time.
Because it's later.
It might be Damian Batman. Wayne.
Maybe. Oh my God.
Batman versus Superman. Robin.
Yeah, I know. Robin.
Bizarro, Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
I wonder if the Riddler will be in it. Because in the one trailer, there's the Riddler question mark.
Oh.
I'm like,
dude, they're going to fucking shove everything into this movie.
There's so much stuff, like, rumored and also, I guess also confirmed that this movie's going to be ridiculous. It's like 2 hours and 40-something minutes, so it's got a long time. But
oh my God, perfect time for a Plastic Man came.
They're gonna fit so much shit into this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're filming Justice League like right now. They started filming.
Are we gonna see like Hawkman?
No, Hawkgirl's in one of the CW DC shows.
Oh, like yeah,
The Defenders of Tomorrow or something.
Something stupid. The CW sucks.
Have you watched The Flash on CW? The Flash is really good.
No.
Yeah. They do the smart gorilla. I cannot remember his name.
The CW does not move the needle for me. Though I did see, I saw a clip of on Justice League or Smallville, whatever the fuck it is. I saw Dr. Fate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I think the movie's going to be good. That's my prediction. Everyone's like, this movie might suck. I think it's going to be a good movie. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it looks good to me, too. I hope it's good.
I know.
I hope I get to see Superman and Batman and Lex Luthor and Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Doomsday and Bizarro. And
one just giant sex orgy.
Yeah, and the Riddler and Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
And Robin and Plastic Man.
Let me rephrase Plastic Man. What about Freakazoid?
Swiggity Spoody.
Shazam.
Dude, Shazam would be fucking sweet.
Yeah. They are making a Shazam movie.
I know.
Because, what is it, The Rock is Black Adam? Or is that Vin Diesel?
I think The Rock is Black Adam.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, yeah, while we're talking about, like, it's kind of like entertainment here.
Yeah.
I'm going to click the entertainment one real quick.
All right.
Lights, camera, action.
This is show business.
This is entertainment news.
All right. It morphed.
So you know what series sucks?
What?
I've been watching Dexter.
How far are you?
I just started season 3.
Fucking finish season 3. If you can get to 4, 4 through 6 is amazing. And then just stop. Because 7 and 8 is horrible.
It was such a chore to get to season 3.
Really? Oh, yeah. Dude. Season 4 is so good. Season 5 is pretty good. But season 6 is bomb.
so far, the whole show, from what I can gather, is Dexter's like, I'm going to kill you. And then, like, either his girlfriend, his boss, his coworker, his sister comes in and is like, hey, Dexter, I'm here at the wrong time.
It is a lot of, oh, hey, they're here at the wrong time situations.
Yeah, like, oh, no. Okay, don't get killed now. I'll be back.
Yeah. I liked it until season 6 was good. And then we watched like 2 episodes of season 7, and you could tell the writers had just clocked the fuck out.
I finally figured out where Surprise Motherfucker came from.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah. Surprise Motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker. Yeah.
And I love his response. He's like, all right, I'll tell you what I'm doing out here. I ordered some furniture from Thailand.
Just get past season 3. Season 3 is the weakest of the seasons. But season 4 is really good.
For a guy, the dude's not supposed to have any emotions. What is he? How is he still with his girlfriend?
I know.
You know? Like, because he always says, like, oh, I try to keep up appearances. It's like, no one's going to find you that weird if you don't have a girlfriend. Like,
yeah. You're a good-looking guy.
No one's going to be like, he doesn't have a girlfriend. He must be a serial killer.
Gotta get him.
Yeah. And then, okay, so another thing, like, early, like, first episode, I think, he said he doesn't see interest in sex and finds it undignified.
Yeah.
And then he has sex constantly.
Well, it's a show, it's a Showtime show, so yeah, there's gotta be sex
I know.
In it.
That's the problem.
If he does to keep up appearances.
If you wanted that much sex, just cut out that one line.
We're going to build the character and then destroy it slowly throughout the show.
Like, he's like, I don't like sex. I find it undignified. And then like 4 episodes later, he's like porking 2 girls.
He needs it.
Yeah. He's got Rita on one hand and Lila on the side.
Lila's crazy. She's like crazy hot. Like, oh, you're hot, but damn, you crazy.
Yeah.
Never deal with that.
Yeah, so I had to get that off my chest. It's been tough.
Dude, just get past 3. 4 is so good.
All right.
4 is so good.
I will do my best.
I believe in you.
All right.
To the news?
Yes. Let's go to the news.
To the news.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
All right. 57-year-old Madonna is trying to do things to stay relevant constantly.
All right.
A 17-year-old fan got on stage with her.
All right.
First of all, you're only 17 years old and you're into Madonna?
I like her early works.
She has been washed up since you were born.
Yeah.
Madonna pulled down her top. Madonna went over and hugged her and said, I am so sorry, sexual harassment.
Wait, she said, I'm so sorry, and then said sexual harassment, and then just pulled her shirt down?
No, that was after she pulled her shirt down.
Did she pull it back up?
And then she, quickly. Oh. She said, you can do the same to me. And she motioned to her own intricate costume.
Is there pictures?
No.
Damn.
And she added that the girl deserved her own Victoria's Secret contract.
Okay.
Madonna angered fans by arriving on stage hours after she was supposed to.
She's like notorious for that, I guess.
Causing concertgoers to miss the final train home. This was in Australia, Brisbane.
Ugh.
You got a problem with Australia?
That's where you go to get some weird disease or eaten by some bird.
This is from Australia. Ugh.
Well, I was also just honestly thinking about Madonna. It's like, ugh. God.
A man is accused of egging a former neighbor's house more than 100 times.
Dang!
An Ohio man is accused of egging an elderly neighbor's house more than 100 times. Authorities in Euclid, Ohio say Jason Kozan was arrested Tuesday after an extensive investigation, which included undercover stakeouts and analysis of eggshells at a crime lab.
They spend money on that. All right.
He faces vandalism charges for the repeated eggings that took place between May 2014 and June 2015.
Hmm. All right.
Oh my God.
That is a lot of work.
That's a lot of eggings.
Yeah, that is a lot of eggings, but that's also a lot of work.
Police didn't specify a motive. Yeah. It's like, I mean, what do you do? Like a dozen eggs each time?
Yeah, probably. Maybe an 18-pack if he was really angry.
If he was really angry. Captain America wanted in a beauty store burglary.
Yes.
Authorities in Texas are seeking a suspect who concealed his true identity by wearing a Captain America costume during a recent beauty store burglary.
That's awesome.
They say suspect number one, unknown male, black hooded sweatshirt with yellow lettering, black pants, black gloves. Suspect two, unknown male, Captain America hood and sweatshirt, camo cap and red gloves.
That's awesome.
Police warned their community about a rap battle challenge in Massachusetts.
I've seen the headline go around for this. There's just a dude going around challenging people to rap battles.
The police department posted Monday on Facebook that two or three males in their late teens and early 20s had pulled over to challenge a group of younger teens to a rap battle, asking them to, quote, spit some bars. When the younger boys declined, the older ones drove away. Here's a more detailed report. On March 12th, approximately 3 p.m., a black SUV with two to three male occupants in their late teens, early 20s pulled up to three young teenage boys on Dresser Hill Road. One of the males, with brown hair and a pale complexion, wearing a gray t-shirt, gray pants, and open-toed sandals, exited the vehicle and started rapping, while the other occupants in the vehicle began asking the boys if they wanted to spit some bars. The boys declined, and the SUV drove off. Although this was suspicious behavior and frightening to the boys, nothing made this appear to be an attempted abduction. With that being said, the Charlton police are conducting a follow-up investigation into this matter and would like anyone with credible information surrounding this event to please call us.
Oh, man. Police are being buzzkills. They just want some fire, yo.
Yeah, dude, it's just a rap battle.
That's so good. It could lead to gang wars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I wonder if this is like a very suburban white town.
I know, yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, our kids are spitting bars.
There's a gun. There's a bar gun.
A bar gun. All right, Andy. Well, that is all I have for news.
Right.
That's all we got for Three Hit Combo Podcast. See, the lasagna only sat there for about 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. Oh!
It's gone!
Lasagna's
shit!
Like, the lasagna's like half eaten. You look at me, I've got like tomato sauce around my mouth.
That just happened.
Hey. All right, so that'll do it for this week's episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Sorry. Google update.
Oh.
YouTube.com, search 3HitComboPodcast, Twitter.com/3HitComboPC, and email us 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So hopefully Tam will be back next week. We'll have all three of us for the first time in like 5 weeks.
I know.
So for Andy, this is Matt signing out.